Oh, what a save from Forsberg.
You can hear the ping of the pipe in behind.
Giroux fires, scores!
At the Rink with Gord Wilson.
Good morning, Gord. The playoffs are underway.
And away we go. Yes, indeed. And are they ever underway? Holy smokes.
Yeah, some good games to talk about here. I almost don't know where to begin. Maybe we'll start with a familiar name and face.
Mark Stone.
Good guess. There you go. AKA Jesus, because he's resurrected every spring and comes out and performs miracles. You want to give the quick background on why people are focused on Mark Stone this morning?
Lacerated spleen, okay? A lacerated spleen expected to be out for the rest of the season. And this happened, I don't know, 2 months ago perhaps, and a miraculous recovery. And guess who's first off the bus getting in to walk the halls of the arena and get ready to go? It's Mark Stone, the Vegas captain. They circumvented the cap again and survived it. And Mark Stone announced that he was ready to go. And everybody anticipated that he would, and he played, and he scored the game's first goal, and Vegas won, upsetting Dallas yesterday, and they lead that series 1-0. It's absolutely crazy.
Crazy. Well, sports talk radio yesterday, everyone in both countries, we're talking about it, Mark Stone, and is it a salary cap circumvention because his cap doesn't count, his salary doesn't count towards the cap when he's on long-term disability. Didn't he come back last year to do the same thing?
Yes. So, yes, he had back surgery last year. So,
right.
And Vegas went on to win the Cup last year, and they loaded up. And they were
so the whole league is buzzing about this, Gord. And then, not just as you described it perfectly, but on his first shift, as if to add insult to injury, he comes out and scores right away. You have to be a hell of a hockey player, though, to miss 2 months
goodness.
Of NHL hockey. And come out in playoff pace, which is way faster than the regular season, and still score on your
first.
It's
incredible. And we should tell the good listener that we didn't rehearse this beforehand. This is right off the top, okay? And you're right. You have to be a hell of a hockey player and a hell of a leader, and exactly that. That's exactly what he is. And they go on to win the game, 4-3, the heavily favored Stars. Lose it on home ice. They were outshot. Vegas was outshot 30-15. Okay, they were doubled on shots. And Mark Stone scores on the power play a minute 23 in. And I won't say Vegas didn't look back, but can you imagine the feeling in the locker room prior to the game, okay, knowing that your captain is back, he's ready to go, and sitting on the bench during the national anthem, and you're thinking, okay, we're calming ourselves, we've got to get ready to go here, and we've got Mark Stone, our captain, who does it better than anybody, and he scores on his first shift and gives your team a 1-0 lead. Imagine the momentum and the feeling that you have, the feeling of confidence that you have, knowing that history could very easily repeat itself for a second straight year. And it looks like it's starting. Well, it is starting.
It sure is starting.
Fantastic.
So I have some hockey jerseys and T-shirts around the house. In fact, Brian Fraser's parents sent me a bunch of his jerseys that he collected.
Yep.
But I've purchased a few. I've got some Sen stuff and some Leaf stuff.
Yep.
One, I only have two that have names on them. And they're T-shirts, not jerseys. One is John Tavares. Somebody sent it to me as a gift when he was signed as a free agent.
Okay.
The only one I ever paid for the playoffs a few years ago. There's only one name on a Leafs T-shirt I have.
Reeves.
He doesn't play for the Leafs anymore.
Oh. Okay.
I want you to guess who he is.
Well, I just did. Reeves. But no, he doesn't play for the Leafs anymore.
Doesn't play.
There's so many. I don't know, Bill.
He was my favorite Leaf. I know they've got talent like Austin Matthews and William Nylander.
Daryl Sittler.
No, he's currently playing in the NHL. His name is Zach Hyman.
Oh, Zach Hyman, of course.
And the Leafs let him walk in free agency because they are terrible at managing a hockey team. They let him walk. How many goals did he get last night for the Edmonton Oilers?
I'm not sure.
Three.
Three. He got a hat trick, yeah. So.
He got a hat trick.
Yeah.
He had over 50 goals this season.
Scored his 50th here in Ottawa.
Yeah, that's right. And yeah. I loved him because he's feisty and hardworking, not because he could score, which it turns out he could also do. This will be so frustrating for Leaf fans to see how well he's playing in the playoffs, as the Oilers had a not surprising but big win over the Kings last night.
Yeah, 7-4, and the power play was huge, and so too was, guess who, their captain, and Connor McDavid. What did he finish with, 5 points? I believe he had 5 points last night. So, good start for Edmonton. Giving up four is a little disconcerting, I think, but when you're able to score five or more on average, that's exactly what kind of score you're going to see here. 7-4 for the Edmonton Oilers to take game one of that series. So that's going as planned here. The bizarre one, I think the most bizarre one, was the New York Islanders leading the Carolina Hurricanes 3-0, and they wound up losing it 5-3. I looked at the box score this morning, it's called the event summary, and it gives you an idea of what players did, how much ice time they had, block shots, hits, face-offs, etc., etc., as a team. And I don't think I have ever seen this lopsided a number, and we have to take into account it's being tabulated by some people who may not know the game as well as others, but the criteria is instilled in these off-ice officials. The shot attempts and the shot attempts, okay, for Carolina, 110, for the New York Islanders, 28. 110-28 were the shot attempts, meaning shots on goal, 39 for Carolina, blocked shots, that they had, they shots at the net that were blocked, another 39, and I think another 28, or no, another almost 35 blocked or attempted shots that missed the net. And it means that the goaltender is on high alert for a complete 60 minutes. The Carolina Hurricanes outshot the Islanders 17-1. In the third period when they mounted their comeback and won it.
Yeah, that shows complete and utter dominance.
Dominance, yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Also, I had to check that line score as well to make sure it didn't say Leafs gave up 2 goals in 9 seconds.
You know what? Your Leafs looked very good last night. They looked very much in control. Their top gun scored as well.
Austin Matthews played the most dominant playoff game that I haven't seen every playoff game he's played, but of the ones I've watched, and it's most, his most dominant. He was finally what people wanted him to be in the playoffs. He took the team on his back. He had 2 assists and the winning goal on a breakaway. Beautiful flip pass by Max Domi, just up in the air, and Matthews somehow gets it out of the air and on his stick of the skill set.
And Bill, what's more important? Well, I can tell you the goal. His goal is more important, but almost equally as important is the play he made in the crease behind Samsonov, who was swimming, couldn't find the puck. After he made a terrific save, the puck got free. Who's in behind him to tuck the puck back into his pads when he had no idea where it was? Austin Matthews. Yeah. It was as a complete a game as you can imagine from a forward who is as skilled as Austin is, and he had a complete game. I'm just looking at his numbers here right now. He was a factor in all 3 goals. He was a +2. He had almost 24 minutes of playing time. He finished with 8 shots on goal. He had another 4 shot attempts. He's got a 6 beside the number of hits that he had, so he was a physical factor, and he won 70% of his faceoffs.
That's not a
dominating stat sheet or what? And best player on the ice.
Yeah, I had the Bruins in five for this series. After seeing Austin Matthews, as he keeps playing like that, I'd want to change it to the Bruins in 6, but I won't do that. I'll stick with my original prediction. The other issue for the Leafs is William Nylander has missed the first 2 games. He's their second highest goal scorer. I have an idea for the Leafs.
Yep.
He needs Mark Stone's doctor.
In an awful hurry. Yeah, no question about it. But the prediction of 5, I'm going to give you an opportunity to change this because it's now home ice advantage Toronto. I would have taken 5 and agreed with you if I knew Boston was up 2-0 after winning both games on home ice. They've now relinquished the home ice advantage. And Toronto can be a pretty solid team here on home ice. Now, granted, Boston's a good road team as well. But we'll see here. Next two games in Toronto, your prediction might be going the other way around. Maybe it's the Leafs in five this year.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe if the sushi eaters actually get behind them and sit in their seats instead of schmoozing in the private boxes in behind, maybe they'll get a little bit of advantage from the
You sound like
crowd.
You speak from experience.
Yeah, but I'm the guy who leaves.
Oh, okay.
I'm the guy who goes out and sits there. Even, you know, at Sens games, mm-hmm. when we're lucky enough to be invited to the Bell Box, my wife has to tell everyone, my husband's not being rude, but when he's at a hockey game, he actually watches hockey.
Watches hockey. There you go. Because
I love
Me too.
To watch hockey. I cannot get enough of it.
I know.
Especially at the playoffs.
Yeah, so. Absolutely.
All right. Well, great synopsis of the opening couple of days in the NHL playoffs. It's looking like a lot of fun still to be had. So I'll talk to you on Thursday.
Sounds good. All right, Bill. Thank you, sir. Cheers.
Gord Wilson, our color commentator from the Sens broadcast, which unfortunately are over for the season on TSN 1200. It's the Morning Rush. Good morning. I'm Bill Carroll.